Thank you for calling.
Hey, I don't know why it's not working, because, like, this is the number I called you on.
Okay, yeah, I got to talk to the IT guy around here, because I know when I call from my cell phone, it's able to work, but I guess when other businesses are trying to call, it's been a little bit of a problem, so sorry about that, man.
It's cool.
You doing all right with the weather over there?
Yeah, it's in Florida. It's not really going to hit us up here. We have a bunch of, like, offices and stuff in Florida, and a bunch of clients in Florida and stuff, so they're all calling in, like, freaking out.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty dangerous situation, so it's good to hear that you guys are okay, but I saw that you guys have a half day tomorrow, and also you also have Monday off, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, but when it does,
Yeah, we're going to be working that day, so we'll keep in mind that you guys will be off.
So are you asking for this deal in general, or just in general?
Yeah, the advanced rehab and medical, and also in the future as a future reference as well.
Yeah. So the reason it's not, you know, you'd really have to go down to, because when I send you an offer, I'm maxing it out. I'm using that bottom portion of the spreadsheet.
Okay.
To completely max out the approval. Okay. That's why even if you adjust it to, like, 1 point, it's not going to change. Now,
sure.
If you wanted to sell that on a 12-month program or a 10, you know, I would always say look to the daily payment field.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. So in this case, this merchant's got an average daily balance of like $16,000.
Sure.
Any one of these programs really is going to work for the daily. Now there is an extent to where we are comfortable breaking gross. In this sense, you know, we wouldn't do a 6-month program at $47,000 with 21% gross, because that's just, you know, far and away above our 14% requirement.
Is there a certain percentage that you guys need to be met in order for the gross reserves to make those payments?
We're generally, if the average daily balance are healthy, we're generally comfortable going 2% above what the requirements are.
Okay.
So that would be 16 on 6, 14 on 8, 12 on 10 and 12, and 11, maybe 12 on 15.
12 on 15, okay.
Depending on the deal, but 11 or 12 on a 15 month.
Okay, so for this one, for example, the 6-month one would not be okay to go with, but the 8 months, 10 months, and 12 months would be okay to add.
So for this one, the 8 months, 47 would be would be pushing it a little bit. I'd say 41 would be something we're more comfortable with.
Okay, that's good to know. So could we do that in turn, basically lower the loan amount and
yeah, you can lower the loan amount. Now, one thing we don't really, and I use the term loosely, allow is breaking gross to increase the upsell. So let's say, you know, this deal is maxed out on 47 100, and you want to do the 8-month program, and I give you the exception to the 8-month program, and then you go and put 15 points in it. You know, that's not, you know, we're giving you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely, that makes sense.
I'm not telling you to lower the 10 by any means.
No.
But I'm giving you the exception. You know, if you tell me I want to do 43 with 15 points, you know, that's one thing. I'm gonna play around with the numbers and try to make that work. But if you're requesting the max dollar amount with the max upsell, generally 95% of the time that's not gonna work. You know, we gotta make this work for everybody.
Okay. Yes. So for this particular one, you know, I don't think they're really looking for a higher upsell, but I'll keep that in mind that, you know, usually that commission that you guys send out is a pretty hard. So even if it is a lower amount, and we technically
if it's a lower amount and you're not breaking gross, so let's say this merchant only wanted $20,000, you know, that's going to work on any program. You can go ahead and go put 15 points on that.
Okay.
You know, whether they take it or not, that's, I got no idea.
Sure.
You know, but if you're not breaking gross, if you're going below what the max is on any of the terms, like, you know, go ahead and try to sell 15 points. Like,
okay,
that's more than okay. It's more so if we're giving you the, you know, if we're giving, if we're breaking gross to give, because let's, if the merchant, let's say this merchant's only doing $150,000, this merchant's doing $50,000, and they're like, I want $100,000. And we're like, well, you know, this bouncer's super healthy, he's been in business for 20 years, okay, we'll do the $100,000. You know, it's breaking our, you know, our rules, et cetera, et cetera. And then you guys don't put 15 points in there. Well, like, it, you know, that's not not the best thing for us.
Yeah.
Now, if the merchant only wanted $20,000, you know, go ahead, put 15 points.
Story.
Like, I can't ever stop you from putting 15 points in.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if a merchant's willing to take a rate that high, you know, well, already.
More. Okay. I don't know why they would, but yeah, I could, you know, there's some people out there that
are desperate, you know, they don't really understand the program. Is, you know, it's, what are you going to do?
Okay.
But yeah, if you ever have a question on a specific deal, like just like you did, email me, call me. I can run through the deal with you. If you're looking to, like, you know, we're looking at doing a 6-month or an 8-month or 10-month, you know, what's the dollar amounts we can give you. I can give you an exact dollar amount that we can give you on each one of the programs. Like,
so
I have no problem doing that with you guys.
Do you have the actual calculator up for this deal?
I do.
Advanced rehab? Okay.
Yeah.
And so, so just to clarify, with these 47,100, I would be okay just flat out giving them the 12 and 10-month terms, or would I have to lower that?
You're flat out okay on 12.
Okay.
On 10, let me see, on 10. On 10, it'd be 42,500.
42,500, okay.
And on 8, it would be 40.
40, okay. And of course, the payments will change with that.
Yeah, and you can just throw that into, and if you wanted to put 15 points, that would be okay.
Okay,
because
for
right now I'm playing around with the bottom part of the spreadsheet, the desired holdback field.
Yeah,
I'm putting in our max holdback with that 2% higher than we're allowed, leaving 15 points in there to play around with it.
Okay,
actually, let me see if I can do this. Bear with me. I'm going to try to see if I can get GoToMeeting up right now.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Oh, cool. An unexpected error has occurred. Fun. Let's try that one more time.
Oh, no. The whole East Coast is... Hopefully it's nothing to do with all that weather. I'm just kidding.
No. IT is... IT everywhere.
Yeah, right? That seems to be a common trend. How many people do you guys have in your office?
200.
Okay.
So about you?
I think we have around 40. So I know it's we change a lot. We got an office in Mexico too, so.
You got a call center there?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, how do I invite email? Anthony. Alright, I just sent you a GoToMeeting invite.
Okay.
Well, yeah, send it to credit@bankofcardiff.com. Okay, cool.
Okay, perfect. Do you,
I'm on the phone with them now, actually.
Okay.
All right, let me know when that comes through.
So, just to get an understanding, what exactly we're trying to do right now? Are we just trying to work with the CAN calculator?
I'm going to show you the calculator and how to manipulate it.
Cool. Are you a Mets fan by chance?
I am.
Sorry about last night.
Thanks. What about you?
I'm a Padres fan, which is comes with pros and cons. A lot more cons than pros, but
yeah. Well, I see you on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mets have had some rough history. They were good in the past 2 years, though. So
yeah, they kind of just always let you down in the end.
Yeah, and I can understand that. Especially, it must be tough with all the Yankee fans around the area, too.
Yeah, well, I hate the Yankees, so.
You do?
they're always winning, and they buy their teams. So far.
Yeah.
We buy players, they just suck once we get them on our team.
I know. That's the worst part about those, like, the Dodgers is kind of like the West Coast, it kind of reminds me of the West Coast Yankees. They're just have so much in their payroll, they can just overpay guys and take the best players from, like, the smaller market teams.
Mm-hmm. I like the players that, like, stick with their teams.
Yeah, me too. That's why I had a lot of respect for Tony Gwynn growing up.
Yeah. Yep.
Adrian Gonzalez kind of sold out to the Dodgers, but he just got offered so much, it's hard to blame him.
Oh, yeah. There's so much money now.
I know, right? I think the Dodgers payroll is like $1.2
billion.
Can you imagine?
It's all of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the NFL's getting that way now, too.
Is the download working for you?
Yeah, right now I have it pulled up. Are you seeing me on it?
Nope.
No? Okay. Let me try again.
Oh, here we go.
Are you seeing it?
It's putting yourself. It's putting you in.
Okay, cool.
See if you can see my screen. Can you see my screen?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and try. I'm in a weird box right now. Let me go ahead and get out of this. Okay, I am just asking for a name. Okay, I'm good.
All right, cool. So yeah, so this is the calculator up here.
Okay.
Down here, the desired hole backfield. This is where we. Whoa. Shoot. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
This is where you can really just play around. So right now, I have 15 points built in for this deal.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, on a strong deal, this deal's strong. You got good, great credit, good time in business.
Mm-hmm.
Strong average daily balances. This is one, you know, we'd be okay breaking gross on in order to win the deal. So, you know, you can play around. You can have you or your rep or Amy, whoever, you know, however you guys work that before, you know, when you give it to the reps that, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can play around with it, you know, so 12% holdback, 10% holdback. 9% holdback, and it's going to, you know, adjust based on how much you have in the upsell box.
Oh, wow.
So if you have the guidelines that we've given you guys, and, you know, you have those, so 15 months, because a 15-month is our max product, so we're always going to, if we can, we're always going to max something out at the 15-month, so that's 9%. And we've found over the years that 10% upsell is the general average that is put on a deal. That's why we build in 10%. But like we said, you can go up to 15, you can go down to 1 if you want.
Okay.
So when I send you a pre-approval, I know it's 47,100 because I went down here. I put in my desired holdback, which is my max for 15 months, 9%, and put 47,100.
We're not going to mess with that very, very bottom row, correct, in the buy desired holdback? Does that make sense? No,
right,
like the one you're clicking on now, we could change that, but like two or three rows below that, we wouldn't really want to touch that, right?
You can't adjust any of that. That's all locked.
Okay.
It's like, give me an error message.
Okay.
Like,
that's good to know.
You can't adjust any of that. Yeah. So the only thing that you can click in, are these white boxes. Anything that's white or yellow.
Okay.
Everything else is locked for me as well. Let's see what this is. Okay. So let's say in this case the merchant doesn't want a 15-month program or it's too expensive, so you want to go down to 12 months. So you know that our max requirement is 10, so that's 43,800. But the merchant wants 45,000. Okay, not a big deal. That's 11%. Hey Jeff, cool with 11%? Yep, good to go. You know, that's it.
Okay.
You know, for a strong deal, it's never going to be an issue to, you know, break gross by a little bit. Like, hey Jeff, merchant wants $60,000. Like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
But that makes sense,
that we'd have to run that by you if it was, you know, a higher amount.
Yeah, and like I said, 95% of the time, I'm going to say, yeah, it's not an issue.
Yeah, I understand that you guys are really good working with us on that stuff.
Yeah, deals that we have on 12- to 15-month diamond, they're deals that we want. So, we're not just going to arbitrarily send out a pre-approval breaking our parameters.
Yeah, of course.
If that's what's needed to sell the deal, you know, based on, you know, the conversation with the merchant, well then send me an email, give me a call, or the underwriter that's on the deal. We've made everybody aware about how we're working with you and building the relationship and stuff. Everyone knows to, you know, be on the lookout for your guys' stuff. And, you know, whatever we can do to help that and grow that, we're here.
That's great to hear. Thanks for being such a team player. I know I'm still relatively new. I've only been in starting since September, but it seems like you guys are definitely one of our top go-to people. So we appreciate all what you guys do for us.
Thank you. Yeah, we've taken a very. Dean came in here a few months ago, and you know, since then we decided we really wanted to focus on you guys and make you guys one of our largest, you know, sales offices. You know, get you guys up to funding a few million with us.
Yeah.
I want to make you guys a top. Like, I don't want anyone ahead of you. So, you know, anything we can do, you guys bring in some great deals. The more that we can do to get them and close them, the better.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that's definitely our line of thinking as well. So, glad we're in cahoots.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, well, yeah, thank you for showing me that, and I'll be in touch soon.
Of course, good luck.
Okay, yeah, it is. Do you want to speak to him? Oh, here's Grant.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, man?
Can you just come in on Columbus Day? What if I told you I'm not letting you take Columbus Day off?
Tempting.
And you get to talk to me for like 10 minutes. Just talking with you, Jeff. Doing all right out there?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, doing well. Just want to say what's up.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Yeah, man. I went surfing this morning. Feeling pretty good.
Oh, unbelievable. You California people.
Yeah, man. Life's hard.
Well said.
All right, dog. I'll talk to you later. Just want to say what's up.
Later.
Hey.
I'll talk to you later, Anthony.
Okay, Jeff. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.